We're talking with Canadian country artist Donna Farah. Now, you're from Toronto, Donna?
Yeah, I'm from Toronto. I grew up in Thornbury, Ontario, though.
Okay. Is that very far from Toronto?
It's a couple of hours. A
couple of hours, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now, right now, we're playing your hit, Little Red Dress. And tell us about your music. How did you get started in music?
I started when I was in high school. I got into a school band.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I never really thought that I would go into the music industry. I went to school for advertising and whatnot. But I moved to Toronto, and I started doing demo singing for my producer Peter Linsman, and he decided that I should make a career out of it. He thought I was really good, and that I needed to make a career out of this. So, and I really enjoyed singing. I've been singing my whole life, and I've always enjoyed it. And when I was a little girl, I always thought that I would be a big star someday or whatnot, but I never took it seriously when I was a teenager.
So definitely your pastime is becoming your career then.
Yeah.
Good. So how does that feel? Exciting? And
it's exciting. Yeah. It's really exciting to be back in the industry again as well.
Good. Now, since you have a background in advertising, does this help promote your music? Or?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I do a lot of my design work and all the pictures you see, I do all the design for all of that.
Okay, excellent. Now, A Little Red Dress, tell us about what's behind the song.
The song was sent to me by a song plugger from Nashville, or a publishing company called Mirror Music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first heard the song, I was just like, wow, it's so me. Everybody who knows me knows that this song is for me. Suits my personality, and the song was actually written by country artist Lila McCann. I don't know if you know.
No, I'm not familiar with her.
Well, it was written by her, Rachel Thibodeau, and Mike Mobley. So they're pretty big songwriters in Nashville. So.
Well, that's quite an honor then.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Good. Is this your first release, Little Red Dress?
No, I had a release in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Called Waited Long Enough, and Jeff Healey played the guitars on that song, and it played on radio for a long time. We got a lot of, we did a small Ontario tour, and then I went out west and did a little bit of a radio tour out there. So yeah, it did well. That was my debut.
Good. Now, do you have a full length album out?
We're working on it. It should be finished by the winter.
Okay.
And I think what it's going to be is just an EP, like a 6-song CD.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it'll be self-titled, Donna Farah.
Good. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. So have you been doing a lot of touring, playing at different places this summer? And
yeah, I've done a lot of gigs this summer. I just got back from the CCMAs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did out there was I'm going to be launching a contest called Best Red Dress. And we took out 2 guitars that were donated to me for the contest and for the charity that I work with, Look Good, Feel Better, and Facing Cancer Together, and it's under the umbrella of the Canadian Cosmetic, Toiletry, and Fragrance Association Foundation.
Okay.
It's a lot of work. I got it signed by everybody out at the CCMA, so Paul Brandt, Michelle Wright, Johnny Reed, and the guitar, all the profit from the guitars will go to this foundation and the cancer associate, like the charity that I work with.
Okay, so this foundation is associated with the cancer foundation then, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that must have been very exciting. CCMAs, tell us about that.
Oh, it was great. Oh, it was so awesome seeing everybody again and everybody. I've been away from the industry for a while. So when I went back, my goal was to, you know, let people know that I'm back. I have a new single, Little Red Dress, and everybody was so welcoming, and it was nice to see everybody.
That must have been a lot of fun, and certainly probably a great relief to you too.
Yeah, it was
good.
Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold right now, so my voice is.
Yeah. No problem. I guess it's a season for colds to go around, definitely.
Yeah.
So definitely, you're back in the industry, and do you want to make a permanent career out of this? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was away just taking time to write and reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've grown a lot So my writing style has changed. My taste has changed a little bit. And yeah, I think I've grown up a lot and really honed my songwriting skills and stuff. So
that sounds great. Definitely wishing you all the best. So you're working on a 6-song EP. Anything else in particular you're working on?
Yeah, we're gonna launch a contest at the end of this month called Best Red Dress Contest, mm-hmm. where my fans can Facebook a picture of themselves in their best red dress. And everybody's welcome,
okay.
men as well, because we have 4 categories, and the prizes are really great prizes. We have a 12-string guitar that has been autographed by all the celebrities at the CCMAs as well. So,
mm-hmm.
and it's for my foundation or my charity, Look Good, Feel Better, and Facing Cancer Together, and we're also working on a video, and that will be in production next week. For the contest and for my song Little Red Dress.
Good. So that sounds pretty, a lot of fun. Best Dressed Red Dress. So, okay, if somebody yep. wants to get involved, what's the address on the website?
Well, they can just go to my website, okay. www.donnafarah.com.
Mm-hmm.
And all the details should be posted by next week, and it'll be called the Best Red Dress Contest. So,
okay. Best yeah. Red Dress Contest. So, again, that's www.donnafarah, that's DonnaFerra.com. So, mm-hmm. that's great. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Donna?
Just that I'm going to be releasing another single called Gypsy after this one, and I just wanted to thank you so much for playing my song and for having me here today.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, if somebody wants to purchase a song, can they purchase it off your website?
Oh, yes, that's right. it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Okay,
yes.
Definitely.
Yep.
iTunes, a favorite place. So that's a great place to purchase music. Good. Well, we wish you all the best, Donna, and thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Blending in, just a normal girl with her friends out here dancing. I've been here 100 times, so what's with tonight? Every head and ear it turns. I'm not used to having so many eyes on me, the center of attention. I don't want nothing a year ago when I first bought it.